Monty Alexander and Ernest Ranglin. Let's Stay Together, beautiful composition by Al Green. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You have stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio. We're going to dig into the musical crates here at the Thrift Shop. I enjoy spanning classic rock, pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic jam bands, library music, and easy listening, and just about everything else that I can dig out of the crates. Hopefully, it will all make sense by the end of the hour, and if it doesn't, wow, you've really come on a musical journey anyways. So, welcome aboard. Welcome to the Thrift Shop. We're open for business. Let's drop the needle.
We'll be right back. fix now, baby. They put a hex on me. Hollywood jailer, 9x9 cell. They've thrown away the key.
Crystal blue persuasion. It's a new sensation. Crystal blue persuasion.
Aretha Franklin with Integrity. The Naturals before that with Crystal Blue Persuasion. And we started off the Ventures and a Good Morning Captain. Well, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. This is DJ Frederick, and you have found the Radio Thrift Shop. Homegrown, homemade music. Homegrown and homemade radio for the rest of us. It's like the aisles of goodwill coming through your speaker.
Exploring science in the sea. For the humpback whales of Glacier Bay, Alaska, the early months of the COVID-19 outbreak may have been a blessing. Travel bans and canceled cruises left the bay much quieter, especially during the summer tourist season. That meant the whales didn't have to talk as loudly or simplify their messages as much as they do during normal summers. In fact, for several months, the oceans got much quieter. As economies closed down, the number of cargo ships went down too. Scientists monitored what was going on, both at the shipping noise and at how marine creatures responded. Whales use sound to navigate, locate prey, and do much more. But noise created by people can overpower their calls. That could make it harder for whales and other creatures to get by. The COVID cutbacks offer a chance to see just how dramatic the impact is. Scientists recorded noise levels and animal behavior during the outbreak. When the outbreak is over, they'll compare the observations to those made both before and after the COVID days. They've also taken blood samples from whales and will take more when conditions return to normal to compare the amount of stress hormones the creatures produce under different noise levels. Scientists have some early results. In Glacier Bay, human-generated noise was only half as intense in June of 2020 as in the previous year, and the whales spread out into regions of the bay they usually avoid. Waters calmed by a human pandemic. Celebrating 15 years on the air, that's Science in the Sea, a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. I'm Holly Brawley.
Profile America, Saturday, March 27th. A triumph of mobile computing was achieved on this date 60 years ago. In 1961, a division of the Sperry Rand Corporation equipped a trailer truck to haul the UNIVAC-1 computer from New York City to North Carolina to process data for the Douglas Aircraft Corporation. The UNIVAC-1, fully assembled, weighed in at a nimble 7,237 pounds. Nearly 91% of America's 123 million households have computers. Even the country's seniors participate heavily. Over 86% of senior households have computers, and nearly 79% access the internet. In marked contrast to the unwieldy UNIVAC of 1961, 86% of American households are using smartphones or other handheld devices for true mobile computing. Profile America is in its 24th year as a public service of the U.S. Census Bureau.
We hope that you like what you're listening to. It's all designed with you in mind, especially for you.
We've got shows to keep you happy.
Latest tunes, both slow and snappy.
Yes, sound is a thing, so keep listening.
On radio, the sound's so good,
it's fit for a king.
Radio's a good companion.
Radio, the best sound around. People spend each day the radio way. Now you know why people spend each day with the best sound around.
Radio.
The best sound around.
Radio.
The best sound around.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. It's like having a radio time machine back to, say, 1973, to a backwater NPR station at 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning when no one was listening except you and the crickets. Thank you. The Four Instants with Watermelon Man. Before that, Charlie Bird with Bird of Paradise, recorded live back when people weren't sure exactly when to applaud. But great stuff. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's never the same show once. Definitely not twice. I'm willing to play all kinds of music on the Radio Thrift Shop. And what would you like to hear? Please email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. You can also find me at djfmo@gmail.com. That's djfmo, that's djfmoe, @gmail.com. We'll be right back.
67 souvenir. 21 sounds for the sunset. Now available in record stores. This record album is filled with 21 of your very favorite sounds recorded by the stars who made them hits. Available in your favorite record shop now.
Save more at Woolworth right now during Dollar Days. Just $1 for a 2-pound bag of jelly candies or a pack of four inside frosted GE light bulbs. Only $1 buys toothpaste, lotion, cleaning supplies, and more. Get two foam pillows for just $5 and two Easy Care polyester blankets for just $7. Save on men's tube hose, six pair, only $5. Take your choice of records and tapes, two for $5. Save on Dollar Day's Super Value store-wide at Woolworth now.
Called the Frederick, no, not DJ Frederick, the Frederick with Red Pier. Great tune, released on 45 back in the day. And that is going to wrap it up for the Radio Thrift Shop. I hope you've enjoyed this broadcast. I'm grateful for each and every listener that comes on this amazing musical journey. All of the shows are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net. Until next time, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love.